Hi, I'm Dr. Taryn McCarthy, business owner, orthodontist, motivational speaker, and mom. After 20 years of striving for success in business, I'm starting the conversation about the business of happiness. True success in life is realized when we achieve inner fulfillment. Join me in the conversation with business leaders and entrepreneurs looking to reignite their passions and redefine success. Welcome to the Business of Happiness podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Business of Happiness podcast. I'm your host, Taryn McCarthy, and today is going to be a great day. Today's going to be a great day. Today's going to be a great day because it's an opportunity to see things in a new light. It's an opportunity to discover why it's not the adversity that's making you sad. It's not the things outside of you that's preventing you from finding happiness. It's you. I know that's intimidating to say it that way, but it's true. It's not the adversity that all of us face in some way or another, and some of our adversities seem greater than others, but it's nothing outside of you that's making you sad. It's the beliefs that you have attached to that adversity. And here's the great news. This is why today is going to be a great day. Because if you've attached negativity or fear or old stories to that adversity, and it's making you feel terrible, it's hurting you, it's giving you negative emotions, then you also have the power to attach new beliefs, even to adverse situations, even to difficulties, even to struggles. You have an opportunity, just like you attached negative emotions to it, you now have the ability to attach positive ones, to change your belief system, even about negative things happening outside of your control. Really. So let's dive into it today. You know, this is a great analogy that I was thinking about the other day. My daughter loves baking. It's one of her passions. She always has. So I've seen many baking shows over the past few years, and I'll never forget, there was one a couple years ago where they were challenging the contestants on the baking show to use ingredients that they only found at a gas station. This was to create a delicious dessert, and they could only use things they could buy at a gas station. I remember this show so clearly because it was pretty exciting to see what they came up with. And the contestants were really excited as well. We're talking about well-accoladed pastry chefs here, people who were high up in their game, and they loved this challenge. It was a whole new thing. They'd never done anything like it. And you should have seen the creative outcomes, really spectacular desserts. And each of them was really interesting. Of course, there was a winner, but they were all very excited about how they were going to face this challenge. And, you know, I'm reminded of when I had a similar challenge. A couple of years ago, my husband and I went to Iceland on a holiday. And instead of going to Reykjavik, which is the main capital city of Iceland, and there you have an opportunity to see all the glaciers and things right near the capital of Iceland, my husband, the ever adventurous one, chose the minute we landed in Reykjavik, we jumped in a car and drove 6 hours into the middle of nowhere. And that's where our adventure began. And if you're not familiar with middle of nowhere Iceland, there's nothing there. Nothing. There are no restaurants. There's not even a place, hotels or anything like that. We were staying in a farmer's additional room. I don't know how Killian found this, but when it came to food, we were eating out of gas stations. We were driving a diesel car, which I think is the only one they rent out there. So we were traveling for many days before we needed fuel. And I think that's the standard out there because those gas stations were few and far between, but they were definitely the only site of civilization for hours and hours at a time. So we were getting all of our nutrition from gas stations. And I bring these two stories to you because, you know, the attitude that those contestants in that baking show had, the belief system they had around food from a gas station, was very different from the belief system we had, or I personally had, on that holiday. I had wrapped up a whole different set of emotions around the exact same adversity. Finding food, hopefully delicious tasting food, in a gas station. The same adversity, two different sets of beliefs at different times. And what cultivated enormous creativity, what cultivated excitement and great fodder for a TV show was draining to me. It was one of these biggest disappointments for me of our vacation. This was not an adventure or fun. I hadn't gone into this vacation thinking I was going to only be eating out of a gas station. It was a big part of why that vacation was a failure for me. So interesting that the belief systems that we had wrapped around the same adversity colored our experience, colored our emotions, and truly impacted the outcome. Your emotional response from an event outside of you is predicated on your beliefs attached to that event. And your beliefs are only affected by your language, your thought processes, old stories. You can actually cultivate a new set of beliefs by working on a new language, a new perspective, and a new thought process. So had I in that moment been able to look at it a little bit differently and maybe seen it from a lens of excitement, adventure, a challenge, like those contestants on the baking show, it would have completely changed my experience of that vacation. Same is true for us in our businesses and in our personal lives. I challenge you to think about when in your business there was a great adversity that you kept blaming for impacting your success. Or maybe in your personal life, when there's something outside of you and you keep saying, man, if it wasn't for my mother-in-law, I'd be happy, right? Or if it wasn't for this community I live in, I'd be happy. Or, you know what's really limiting my ability to do something? It's my husband. Or it's the weather. There always seems to be something we put blame on, we give power away to. It's always some kind of adversity, something either didn't work out for us or seems to be against us. And we give a belief system attached to it so much power that it actually colors our experience of it. What we need right now is to leverage happiness in the workplace. If you're a leader or manager struggling with retaining team members and frustrated with the current staffing shortage, group coaching for your team is your solution. Christina Unrein and I have partnered together to build a 10-week group coaching workshop for your business, focused directly on increasing happiness and positivity in the workplace. How do we do this? We use the awesome systems you already have in place and support your team members directly with tools for a mindset shift for awareness of their individual power to own their own happiness. Learn how to cultivate accountability for happiness in your team members and guide them with the tools to own their empowerment at work. Turning around workplace culture starts with individuals, and Christina and I are here for you. Email me at taryn@thebizofhappiness.com if you are ready to make workplace happiness your competitive advantage. I was reading recently about this amazing school in Australia called the Geelong Grammar School in Victoria, Australia. And one part of the school is a campus called Timbertop Campus, and it's in the middle of nowhere. And it's compulsory for all the ninth graders to complete a full year at this school. And why this is compulsory is because it's challenging students not only with academic pursuits, but there's a lot of physical parts of this campus as well. They have certain requirements in terms of athleticism. They have to run a certain number of miles every day. They have challenges with hiking and climbing and in water sports as well. They also are challenged with no internet, no telephones, no computers. They still have to keep up all their academic studies. In fact, the only way they get heat and hot water is if they find wood, chop it down, put it in the boiler. They have these wood heaters. So if they don't do that, they get no hot water. If they want to take a warm shower, they've got to find wood, chop it down, and put it in the boiler. So it's a rigorous year. It is a difficult year. You can't just pick up the phone and call mom and complain. This is a really challenging year. And one of the ways that they teach their students resiliency despite this adversity is this idea of overcoming your beliefs about something. They call it the ABCs, that the beliefs around the adversity is what colors your consequent feelings. And that if you can change your beliefs around the adversity, then you can feel differently about it. In fact, at the end of this year of ninth grade, all these ninth graders run a full marathon. It culminates in this marathon up a mountain and back down it again on very rugged terrain. It's incredible. But what they teach them is how to overcome adversity. Because here's the truth about adversity. Adversity will always exist. Always. This is one thing in business that is true more than anything else. Once you get it right, once you have the algorithm, once you have a humming business, something negative will happen. Either the economy will tank, some winter of some form will come to you, whether you lose a key player in your business or suddenly the stock market crashes. Whatever it is, there will always be adversity. The question is, how are you going to look at that opportunity or as a victim of its occurrence? Are you going to give it an opportunity to learn new skills? Are you going to give yourself an opportunity, despite the adversity, to pivot your business, to see it a little bit differently? But what it takes is really addressing your beliefs attached to it. If you have someone in your life who's very difficult to communicate with, and you think, man, we're just never going to get there and I'm stuck with this person, can you see that as an opportunity to learn how to communicate in a different way? Once you put a new lens on it, it gives you more empowerment. It gives you an opportunity to see something out of a place of creativity or discovery. And the first step in doing that is curiosity. Just how can I see this differently? How can this be an opportunity for learning? How can this be an opportunity for growth? It's that understanding your belief system around it. Another way is just to ask yourself, what do I believe about this? Just uncovering what the negative belief system is. So when you see an adverse situation and you're fearing it or you're concerned about how you're going to be able to address it in your business, ask yourself that question. What am I so afraid of here? What do I have wrapped around the belief system here? Is it that my clientele only knows this one way? Is it that this is the way it's always been and they're not going to understand a new way? Well, maybe there's an opportunity for me here to make an impact in this field in a new way. Maybe there's an opportunity for me here to really stand out in a crowd. Or maybe there's an opportunity here for me to incorporate something I've always wanted to, but just been looking for the perfect time. So I challenge you as you go forward into your week here, thinking about what are the belief systems you have around an adversity in your life, whether it's in your business life or in your personal life? And is there room to create a new perspective by asking yourself, what are my beliefs around it? And could I see this from a new lens? And perhaps change my language and my thought process to encroach on this adversity a new set of beliefs so that I can feel empowered. Once again, my friends, you know I always say this, when you feel good is when you do good. So which one are you going to choose? Would you prefer the negative belief system or the positive belief system? You get to choose and let go of other people's judgment around it, because there are going to be all kinds of stories that you attach to it. Oh, I should be thinking of it this way. I should be thinking of it that way. But really, those groundbreaking entrepreneurs and business owners, the people who are really happy in their lives despite their outside circumstances, are the ones who give themselves permission to see it through their own lens. Who's to say you can't use rose-colored glasses? You get to choose. My question to you rather is, how does it feel? Does it feel good to have that perspective? Does it feel good to have that belief system? Then run with it, my friend, because that's where your power is. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Business of Happiness podcast. I hope you enjoyed the conversation. And if you know of a colleague who could benefit from this perspective, empower their day and share this episode with them. Or check out more episodes on thebizofhappiness.com. I look forward to discussing happiness in business and in life with you further again next episode. And until then, remember, today is going to be a great day.